The ITV story is a tremendous story for the BBC, of course. A tremendous story for the BBC. And even though we're having to present it, legend, even though I've dragged into that one, no idea, jumped out missing, even heard my name turn up in that. But elsewhere on the BBC, I could tell last night when they were saying the ITV Digital will be pulling the plug, leaving millions in the back. You could just hear the newsroom going, you know, you could. No, please. It's a serious story over here at the BBC. ITV are in terrible trouble at the moment. No, please. I know with the BBC. I can't do this item if you please. Newsroom, please what? ITV have gone into terrible financial trouble, and it's a great story for the BBC, and a hat is off to it. See, we told you suckers. After going eye to eye since 1953 with ITV, they just collapsed, and they're going to drag down their... I think it's only a matter of time before the terrestrial service goes as well.
No, I'm sticking with them.
Only one shall stand. You're sticking with them, because you...
I'll watch that pixelated blue screen, because it's probably more fun than men and motors.
It's not more fun. A great day for the BBC. You join us, we knew, you see, after all these years of giving us your licence fee, saying, well, what's it all for? We knew it was going to be a long fight. We said in 1953, when commercial television took up against us, we said, it's going to be a long fight. We're going to need your money. We're going to need your patience. And it is all now bearing fruit. We've got rid of their digital department. That's collapsed. It was a fiasco. And now we're after their terrestrial too. No matter what they do, the BBC shall stand. Only the fittest shall stand. It will be